Welcome to Through the Seasons. I'm Megan Gilger. Welcome to today's episode. It is November, and I know I missed last week. I was traveling. It was really nice to get away, to kind of reset. And I talked in my email last week. If you didn't get it, you can go back to the Substack, megangilger.substack.com, and you can check out what I wrote. But I talked about kind of like what it is to leave in the middle of a season, and especially a season that you're enjoying. I know a lot of us are coming up on the holidays, and maybe that's something you want to go check out, because I discussed some of the opportunities that lie in leaving where we are to see something different and what it can do to help us in the season we're already in. So some of these things were like kind of having this moment to sort of hit the reset button, like when we change anything major in life for a period of time. Like, for instance, maybe you get sick, maybe you change your schedule, maybe you anything like that. Travel's no different. And I, in this case, went to Florida. Florida is dramatically different than being in, you know, northern Michigan in the end of October. We had our first snow here while we were gone. Kind of a disappointment to miss that. But I also was given the opportunity to just be with my family and connect in a way that was really important and life-giving. Something that I wouldn't have had the opportunity to experience if I were here. And so there's that aspect. And then there's also this whole aspect where shifting something for a period of time offers us the chance to just re-engage with our life in a new way. We can start realize what we long for, what we don't miss, all these things. And I think as we go into the holiday season, and many of us are planning travel, and if you're feeling like, oh gosh, I just don't want to leave where I am, look at it as an opportunity to reflect. And so you can head back to the Substack and see last week's newsletter and what I shared about that if you're interested. But today we're going to talk more about how November offers us this chance to reflect on ourselves. Part of transitioning is looking back as much as we look forward. And November is the month of transition. That's what we are doing. If you're one of our paid subscribers, you got the autumn guide, which kind of talks about what does that mean in November. And it goes through this more in-depthly. You can always up your subscription to the newsletter by heading to the newsletter on Substack and updating your membership. There is a 20% off discount for a year's subscription, which is only $50 to begin with. And you can get 20% off of that today, so $10. And so it makes it $40 for the year, which makes it even more affordable. And you get this guide for this season plus all the other ones. So I highly suggest it. It's kind of a stinking deal. On top of all the other benefits you get for being a paid subscriber, like these three other, other two newsletters are totally open and free to you. You don't get them gated at all. So it is a big bonus to be a paid subscriber if that's something you can do. So I talk more in-depthly in there about what that means in November, and I talk about how it correlates to 6 months. You know, in the 6 months from now will be May, which is our beginning. You know, we're restarting the year, but in many ways, November is the beginning. It's the ending and the beginning. That's why it is the month of transition, and that is what transition is. It's an ending and a beginning. And so within that, whenever we're beginning something new, or we have to first reflect on how we're ending. And I talk about this in a really personal way today in the email newsletter, the Friday newsletter. And I talk about how I had reflected on where I had come from last November. Last November, in my own personal life, outside of like what the world sees, many people wouldn't really know in how hard November was for me, because I didn't want people to know. I didn't even fully understand how hard it was until I walked out of there. And it wasn't like anything specific, truly. Like, it wasn't like something really bad happened, or there was like a health crisis, or, you know, there was nothing like that. And I think sometimes we can think about these moments where we're like, oh, we are going to, like, this tough thing has happened, so it is going to be tough. Well, tough things can happen and we can still have a good, like, enjoyable experience in life. We can also have a good life and have tough experiences. So two things can exist. And I learned that. I learned also that healing is something like, well, let me step back. What I really took away is, first of all, who I was that last November, I guess I should preface this. I was full of anxiety. I had like this like uncontrollable fear of weird things. And like, I just felt really crushed in a lot of ways, really just unable to control what was right for me and like decipher that. I don't know how to really explain it, but it was an immense amount of anxiety. And it was, and if you've ever experienced anxiety, it is overwhelming. And really, anxiety is there to protect us. And so I realized anxiety was trying to protect me from something that it didn't need to protect me from. And really what it was trying to protect me from was unresolved things in my life that needed healing, and they needed space to be dug up and pulled out and like sewn back in a new way. And like I said, there was nothing that was terrible about life. I mean, other than the fact that I was solo parenting for almost 20 days, but okay, that's a lot. But other than that, life was good. It was just this thing. Maybe it was that there was enough space to reflect and take time to really look at myself this way. I don't know what it was, but it was brought to the surface. And I'm very thankful that I have a partner who sees these parts of me and allows me to have space, like honestly tells me that they exist, because sometimes it's hard to see that, but then also is there to support me in where it needs to be fixed and healed. And Mike was the person who said, you need to sign up for therapy. You need to do this. And if it hadn't been for him, I don't think I would have. And I would have, because I think it's really easy to believe that the work that we do, because this is true in gardening, we can see this spot that we've been gardening and there's all these plants growing and gosh, it's working. But what would happen if we removed those plants that we don't really want growing or that aren't actually good to be growing there? And we uprooted them, maybe planted them somewhere else or let them die or whatever it may be, and planted something new or left the space for new things to grow. And that's how I felt about myself, that it was in this moment, I could have continued to just find a way to deal with it, but instead, and hold on to the leaves, hold on to all these plants, let it continue just being what it is. But instead I said, I know it's going to be extremely uncomfortable to do this, but I need to do it and I need to put in this work. And I don't know what will grow after this or if it will even help, but I'm going to at least try to do the work. And so I did. And I spent the last 9 to 10 months in a therapist's office every other week for an hour doing this work. And I've done therapy before, but maybe it just hit at a new time in my life where I felt the availability to release these things and heal these things and have, I was in the right frame of mind to do it. But I am so thankful I did, because when I reflect on who I was last November to who I am now, it is immensely different. And I think that we discount the value of what it is to do that work, whether it's in ourselves, whether it's in our gardens, whether it's in our homes, in our relationships, whatever it is, it can feel really easy to stay the same. But it is incredibly vulnerable and brave and freeing to clear away and release and let go and change the where we are, because it's like, it truly feels like somebody walked into my space and said, you know, everything's fine, but you know, what if we moved to the couch this way, got rid of these things, opened this up, and you know, let some more light in? what would it feel like? And I said, you know, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun because I like it how it is, or I sort of like it like how it is, but okay, let's go for it. And then realizing that they were right, that they saw something that I couldn't see, and it wasn't comfortable to move the couch, wasn't comfortable to change the rug, you know, sort of thing. However you want to look at it, there's a lot of like analogies, you know, I love analogies, but I just don't think we can make so many excuses not to jump into that, jump into that work. Sorry. But I will tell you that the work that it takes to do it is far easier than living with it, because I didn't realize how much work and space it took in my life to daily handle the things that were unresolved in my past, that needed healing, that needed therapy, that needed a new perspective. And yes, I did things like EMDR and internal family systems and the whole deal. I have an exceptional therapist. If you're listening, she might be. She knows I am in complete gratitude for how she approached everything with me and has continued to, because the work isn't done. But I can see the outcome of what has changed, and I can feel light in places I didn't know I could feel light. And I can feel things in me that I didn't know I could feel about myself. And I am a different person. Like I told Mike the other night, I was like, I feel like that person was like a century ago. Like I don't even know that person anymore. I can't even imagine being that person again. And it's funny to think that it's only been a year. And in fact, it's only really been like 9 to 10 months in therapy. And like, I can say this. So I'm not sitting here telling you everyone needs to go to therapy. What I'm saying though, is that November is a beautiful time, because to reflect on ourselves and in the land and everything around us, because everything is being made bare. It's almost like a blank, it hasn't gone complete blank canvas. Like we don't have snow yet, but there's something about the landscape descending back into itself that allows us to do that work in ourselves too, to like reflect and look back and be like, wow, like I've changed, or gosh, I'm in a really tough place. Like, how can I change my outcome right now? And it's not about goals. It's about just paying attention to yourself, paying attention to your growth, paying attention to all these things. And what I have learned in this process is that creating the space, breaking something open, isn't always, it is painful and it hurts, but we are also extremely resilient, just like nature is. And many times it takes breaking something open in order for it to heal and to expand in new ways. And it's not always true, but it is still really true about how, at least like in ourselves and in nature, I see it a lot, and how sometimes, you know, we have to divide a plant in order for it to continue to grow. You know, the trees have to release their leaves so there's space for new light there, and like those leaves can feed itself. And like we have to put the garden to bed, and we have to remove old plants, and we should do all these things. And there's these beautiful cycles to it all. And I think November is such a beautiful time to reflect on this. So in the newsletter, I do give some like really great questions that you can utilize to kind of ask and reflect on this more if you're interested. I also wrote a reflection this week, and it connects really well here, but I don't know if it's worth reading. Maybe I should. I'll do it. Because it does correlate into like healing and this process. And I love talking about healing now, because when we get into January and we head into winter and the season of dormancy and rest, healing becomes a big and powerful conversation that we can observe. We're not able to actually visually see until like April and May in nature, but we can that is what's happening beneath the snow. And so I want to bring this up now so we can reflect on the places that need it in ourselves as much as, because the land is doing it, the garden is doing it, and we're tending to it in such a way where it can do it. So I bring all this like healing conversation up because this is where it begins, ending and beginning, you know. But this one, so I have a very high sensitivity to the land and nature, as you guys know. And it's really hard for me to observe the ongoing growth of, you know, development around us, particularly in Leelanau. It is immense. And my hope is that anyone who does build or development that happens, that it comes with some level of awareness to what it, how it affects the land, how we can rejuvenate it, how we can put back into the land in this larger way. So I've learned a lot about land conservation and land stewardship over the years, and I'm continuing that work. And I've learned a lot about how, you know, all of this, and I myself built a home. So I did this too, you know? And so, but recently I, in the last few years, has just been instances where I have been very sensitive to these moments. And this is one of them, but I felt like I had a better perspective because of my past work in therapy and just creating the space in myself where I could see the both and in this conversation, that there's a healthy gray space that can exist sometimes. And so I'm going to read it because there is some truth and hope in it all. So I'm going to start. This is called Broken Ground. The land around us is all portioned into various sizes. This year, a few new parcels sold, and with it, I have been highly aware of the shifting landscape around us. These lands I have skied in the winter, only guided by the curiosity of the deer pass through the snowy landscape and the chickadee chirping in January, will or have begun to change with development. This last week, one of the parcels broke ground. My daily run to prep for winter skiing has a new view, and though this isn't the first time this has happened, I know best that it also won't be the last. There are trees that lie by the side of the road, and I am thankful I didn't hear the chainsaws taking them from their homes and lives. I still feel the brokenness of it all. This landscape with broken ground wasn't mine to choose its fate, and the idea of land ownership in general is complicated to me. Yet, here I am, looking at a place where I have listened to birds, inspected the lichen, marveled at the layers of wild fields, and silently watched the deer feed and feeling its loss immensely. Knowing land is both a beautiful and heartbreaking thing in this day and age. The thing is, though, we did this years ago too. Even though we chose a place to break the ground that we believed offered nothing much to the ecosystem, nothing is still something when it comes to nature. I sometimes regret the decision in the most nature-sensitive parts of my being. I wonder who we uprooted, even if we tried not to. Even if our goals were for the betterment of the land, what was broken for us to rebuild? I don't fault others who follow suit in this action, but I won't lie that I feel the brokenness in these moments as a milkweed seed pod sits on the road, trampled by the nearby excavator. I feel the immensity of it all, yet I also know the resilience of the land. I see how it can be rebuilt. I know personally how to heal the wild places we break, just like I am learning how to heal these things in myself. That pod of milkweed, despite its trampling, will plant itself, sprout, and grow a new generation. I have seen how the ash trees are beginning to return even after the ash borers took them. I see how quickly a sapling can grow. I see just how broken ground can lead to something new when tended to properly. As much as the brokenness of this place I loved is being ripped into something new, I have faith in what it means to heal what is broken. Nature is far more powerful than we offered any credit for, and seeing the way our land has not just healed but become better than it ever was before we met it, I know all things can heal when given time, space, and adequate attention. I take that note for myself too, that even broken ground can heal. I hope that's helpful. I know I've had many conversations with some of you on Instagram about some of the changing landscapes of our area and with the growth that has come. And I am not excluded from that. And I don't say that I am. So, but it came, I had a different view of my life than I do now. And I have a different respect for land than I did then. Even though I had a deep respect for the land, it's grown and it's changed. But it's taught me a lot too. And it's taught me a lot about healing, and it's taught me a lot about when it begins, and that the end isn't always the end. It's just a part of the conversation. So part of the story, I have immense hope, and I'm an eternal optimist. So anyways, I hope that gives you and anyone else who feels that brokenness and those feelings of wherever that applies. Like, there's so many places in life where we can apply that feeling, but we can also apply that knowledge and that understanding. I hope that this is a lovely listen this weekend. And until then, my friends, I'll see you out there.